Hey beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 5:05 PM here in Hyderabad and it's Monday. It's a day where I am off social media. I am in learning mode. I'm in designing mode. I'm trying to work on a lot of things, specifically the mobile app. So today I created the first design for my mobile app. It is the user table. It didn't take much time for me. So that's the first aspect of the design that I wanted to put. Though I have to test it in the sample app, I did go through a lot of videos on user security roles and how to create filters, manage the authentication and etc. So that's all set and that's very easy. So when you have app sheets and you use Google authentication, everything gets set up quite easily. So it's quite good to, work on app sheets. But yeah, you have to get your formulas, your queries right. I think that's just one part of the thing. Once you get your queries right, everything else will definitely, fall in place. Today, I woke up at around 5:15 and it was a late night for me. Split around 11:30, basically just sitting together with my wife and daughter and discussing her career path, her future, and all this thing discussion took a lot of time. Finally slept at 11:30. So that has been my routine. One more thing that I'm incorporating in my regimen every day is to play badminton or any kind of sport with my daughter and my wife. So today we played for half an hour badminton at around from 4 to 4:30. Just a simple thing. If you remember, I had already brought badminton rackets from Decathlon, so that's one thing. Today I also focused on a few R&D things about nutrition and how nutrition plays an important role in stress and anxiety, and how we can incorporate Ayurvedic supplements that can really help and as well as probiotics, in improving your or reducing your anxiety levels and stress. So, those things I did focus on those areas, and also on my own physical activity. Did my breathing workout. I also did around 15 minutes of strength training. So this is what I'm planning to do basically. Whenever I get 10-15 minutes, I'm planning to do a little bit of strength training, incorporate strength training into my daily regimen so that, I feel better that I'm doing, because I don't want to waste my time on, other stuff like Netflix or Amazon or YouTube and other things. I've just completely stopped all of that now. I'm only focusing on my family and my app and everything that is related to, things that will take me forward. Of course, I have to have to put on some social media posts, which has been pending for a long time. So I have to work on all of that. But it's been a great day today for me, a great day of learning, a great day of spending time with my family. And you feel really positive about things around you, right? When you take the right steps. Those things are very, very important. How do you make other people comfortable? How do you motivate others to, be active, be positive in throughout their outlook towards life? And that is something that is the most important aspect. Caring, sympathizing, empathizing with others, understanding their point of view, and dealing with everyone with love and respect. I mean, those things are very vital, and these are the things that I'm incorporating into my daily routine. I would say today is day one of this challenge that I've taken up to myself. Have been working on nutrition also on myself, avoiding all types of sweets and keeping it only for one day of the week, which I chose as Friday, but it could be any day. But once I have that sweet, then I cannot have it the whole of the rest of the week, right? So then I have to wait for the week after that to have. So that's a very easy and simple strategy, I feel, you know, to keep myself still motivated that yes, I am having my sweet, but this is not the right time to have it. The same thing with snacks, you know. And now I don't get tempted also to have snacks. I don't know, there's something that has helped me out in staying away from these temptous food. Specifically, food is my weakness, you know. Food, Netflix, Amazon, you know, these were my weak points. And I'm happy that I'm working actively on it and finding some success. You know, I just need to maintain this rhythm, this maintain this, you know, state of mind and go forward. I have not set any races for the year of 2023. Like I said, you know, my focus is on getting the mobile app, promoting my book, reaching to as many people as possible. You know, I want to have corporate sessions, you know, club sessions with people so that, you know, I can spread this message of breathing and how to incorporate breathing into your daily life. It's going to keep me busy for the rest of this week, you know. I also want to release the mobile app on breathing. So that is another big challenge that is there. So once I finish the MFS mobile app, then I can focus on, you know, the other things that I'm looking at, you know. So that is one thing that is going to be very, very important for me, you know. So quite a few things in line, you know. It's been a great week. I'm looking forward for another awesome week ahead. Hope you guys are also enjoying your time. Please do take care of yourself. Enjoy, love and respect people around you. Till then, Om Shanti.